We are back with the Writings Racing Podcast. I'm Max. I got my man Justin with me after an action-packed weekend at the Atlanta Motor Speedway. I was there for that. Let me tell you, I was there at the spring. The race this past weekend wasn't nearly as exciting as the spring, but it was still a great race. It's still a great way to kick off the playoffs. Joey Logano got his second win at Atlanta under the new configuration. Ironically enough, both of those wins have come in the Auto Trader colors, which is really rare. All of Logano's wins, except for maybe four of them, have come in Pennzoil colors. I think he's got two with Home Depot when he was at Gibbs all those years ago, and then the rest of them have been Pennzoil, except for these two at Atlanta. So all in all, I think it was a pretty good race from being there. But Justin, you watched it on TV. What'd you see? What'd you
I
like?
Think for me on TV, yes, the excitement, the snappy wrecks and the big moments, they weren't there watching on TV compared to February. However, it kept you on the edge of your seat. You know,
for sure.
It was the ominous staircase kind of build up function to the race, and eventually we saw hell break loose. We got a glimmer of it with the whole Larson and Briscoe deal, but then towards the end of that finish, man, it was like, oh, is Ty Gibbs going to get his first win of the season? Can Daniel Suarez repeat and sweep the year like Austin Hill in Xfinity? Or will Logano just show up when it matters most like he did Sunday?
Yeah, and Logano's teammate Ryan Blaney finished third with a torn-up race car. Got caught up in one of those wrecks there at the end, and the entire driver's side was a big piece of duct tape, and he wheeled that thing home P3. I believe he crossed the line second, but the caution flag waved and scoring put Suarez one position off of going back to back in Atlanta. But you brought up the Briscoe Larson crash. Huge for the playoffs. Kyle Larson came in with about a 45 point lead as the number one seed in the playoff.
That's right.
And I believe he's 10th now. His points lead's pretty much gone. He's got to be on his best behavior these next two races at Watkins Glen and Bristol, which are both winnable. I have no doubt in my mind that Larson's making it out of the round of 16.
Definitely.
But his points lead's gone after that wreck because he didn't score any stage points. They wrecked with about four or five to go in the first stage.
That's right.
Relegating them to the last two in the running grid. Nobody failed inspection. So that, like in Briscoe, he was barely in the top 12 starting Atlanta. Now he's dead last in the standings. Almost in must-win territory.
For sure.
So, crushing blow for those guys, literally, and in the points.
And to build off of that, kind of the piggyback off of you, Max, Larson getting out the round of 16, I'm not going to sit up here and tell you that he won't. Larson can easily go dominate Watkins Glen on Sunday, and Atlanta won't even matter. Or the week after, he has the best average finish at Bristol in the series with third. He can go dominate that. So Larson getting out the round of 16, that's not in question, but it does make you think if you're Clip Daniels in a number five team. It's just, okay, well, this next 2 weeks are not a break. It's not a less experiment for later in this fall, or, hey, let's start building our Phoenix car. No, you got 2 weeks where you got to not bring your A-plus game, but at least sit around that B territory, do enough to get to the next round. And when we talk about do enough to get to the next round, that extends to Briscoe. Briscoe's, I mean, there's no other option but to win. I mean, it was unfortunate. He was a little bit back. His spotter tried to guide him through it. And unfortunately, Larson, he just came up on Larson too fast and boom. And just like that, walking off the series maybe a week prior to now, last in points. I mean, he's going to have to win Watkins Glen at Bristol. There's no question about it. And I think his best shot has to be Sunday at Watkins Glen since he's a proven road racer.
For sure. Yeah, he's been really good. I believe he won. I don't think it was the inaugural Roval race in the Xfinity series, but I believe he does have a win or two. I think he's two. I think he won that crazy rain race back in 2020. I know he's won on the Roval and Xfinity at least twice. So there's no doubt in my mind he can get it done. He almost won that Indianapolis road race in the Cup Series, that crapshoot of an event.
Oh, yeah.
He came close. He was within one penalty of winning that race. So He's proven he can do it on the road courses.
Look.
So I think that might be his best opportunity. But you said Larson and Byron, the two Hendrick boys. Byron had a pretty quiet day on Sunday, but he could
Yeah.
easily win. I think he's a defending winner. So without question, it's going to be a pretty tight battle. Juan Pablo Montoya is back, road racer,
Look,
Formula One
hey.
superstar. He's back.
Look, it's a cliche phrase, Max, but keep all fenders on the car and go have fun. I mean, that's it.
Yep. Yeah,
That's it.
we have a stacked field for Watkins Glen coming up. Shane Van Gisbergen's back.
Look, hey,
AJ
Shane,
Allmendinger.
look, Dinger and Van Gisbergen, I'm willing to bet money, will qualify inside the top 10 and will be there throughout the entire race. Hell, Van Gisbergen might just go win Sunday just as
For
good as
sure.
AJ Allmendinger.
For sure.
And you talk about how does that affect the Chase Briscoe that has to go win this race in order to move on? I don't know. He's going to be chasing those guys in addition to the Hendrick duo. I wouldn't count out Chase Elliott this weekend. I wouldn't count out a motivated Denny Hamlin at Watkins Glen. I even look at RFK. RFK hasn't been bad on the road courses. I like the veteran savviness of Brad Keselowski. I like Martin Truex Jr. I mean, we're just picking out names from the field, but that tells you not only what this round one has been, as said by everyone, but also just the reality of it. Chase Briscoe's going up against the series veterans best, but also these new entry cars that just put a few, circle a few dates in red on the calendar and just say, hey, I'm gonna show up here and I'm gonna dominate. I don't care what you got going on. So, yeah.
We got guys that are fighting for the championship. Like you said, the Hendrick guys, the RFK guys. We got guys that are here to have a good time, like Juan Toya. He just put this race on his
And
schedule.
look,
He's
hold on,
running the
Max.
third entry for
Yeah.
2311.
And then,
Gisbergen, Van Gisbergen,
yeah. And then
the Dinger.
we got guys in the field that are like, I don't care what you got going on. I still haven't won this year and I want to win. Take
Yeah.
Ross Chastain, for example.
Yeah.
He almost, Atlanta, he was mixing it up. We saw what he did to Blaney at Phoenix last year in the championship race. So Chastain's not afraid to get up here and mix it up. And then I look at Chris Buescher. And his last few years in his Jackson era on road courses, he's vastly improved his racing craft. So I'd look for Chris Buescher at Watkins. I just named you about 12 guys that can go win the race this weekend. And yeah, it's going to be a wild
There's
card.
three guys that are going to be out there this Sunday: the playoff guys, the road ringers, and then the playoff spoilers. And any of them could win this race.
Any of them.
But one of the names you did mention looking for a good run on Sunday is Denny Hamlin.
Yeah.
He just kind of putted around on Sunday.
He
I
did.
know he had that trouble in qualifying. It was a drivetrain issue.
Yeah.
Took a penalty to drop to the rear to fix it, even though he's already starting from the back. I was going to go ahead and say a pretty bad day for the 11 team.
Was. I mean, they were just a sitting duck, man. It's like Denny broke his own pattern. His pattern is to qualify in mid-pack. His tendencies or his spidey senses is to bail out of the pack and go sit around for the next 50 or so laps and methodically work his way up the field through either pit strategy, helped by his teammates, or simply racer's craft. And none of those three came to fruition on Sunday. And heck, I even mentioned on his podcast that it was him and BJ McLeod helping each other out back there. I mean, I don't know. Am I concerned? A little bit, but am I saying he's out of it? No. But was Sunday certainly a missed opportunity in a weekend where they just looked horrible? Yes.
For sure. Yeah, I was sitting right around turn four, and every lap that Teal 11 was just kind of sitting there. And I'm like, when's he going to go? Because I know Denny Hamlin. He's an aggressive guy. I was surprised. I was thinking to myself, okay, he's going to make the move this lap. He's going
Yeah.
to move this lap.
He's going to
I know
catch
he
the
likes to
draft and
sit
make some
around.
moves here. He's going to create the
Yeah, I know
third
he likes
lane
to sit
here.
around
Yep.
and wait around in the back for a little bit. But towards the end, when he was still running in the 20s and 30s, I was like, man, something's not right with that
And then
team, you
hold
know. He
on,
ended up
Max.
getting taken out in a crash on that last lap
Yeah.
anyway.
And that goes back to our point where it was the big one just wasn't there until the end. I mean, Denny was expecting, or Jeff Burton, Steve Letarte kept kind of echoing or foreshadowing the, oh, when's the big one coming in? Or, oh, Denny Hamlin's waiting for the big one to happen in the middle of stage two to work his way towards the top 15. That just didn't happen. And it just came down to, hey, Denny, I know you're in a bleeped up situation, but now I need you to go make some passes and put yourself in position to contend. It just didn't happen.
Yeah, I mean, at some point you gotta stop banking on the caution and then just go. Because cautions, there's only two guaranteed cautions, stage one and stage two.
That's right.
Once you're past that stage two, it could go green at the end and there's nothing you can do about it. So at a certain point in the middle of stage three, you just gotta say screw it and go.
And you weren't gonna get
Just
any, yeah. You weren't
riding
gonna get
around like
any
that.
Coke Zero Sugar 400. You weren't gonna get that. You weren't gonna get the freight train. You weren't gonna get the, hey, it's slicing and dicing until 20 to go, and now it's starting to get stupid with these cautions and wrecks. No, it was Atlanta certainly wasn't that.
No, I mean, we had those late cautions. Like John Hunter spun
Yeah.
out the back stretch, brought out a caution. Noah Gregson spun out, forced overtime with his crash. So late wrecks did happen.
They
The
did, but
problem
it wasn't
is, it
your
wasn't a 15
10,
car jam
12. Yeah,
session.
exactly.
Yeah, that Hamlin was banking on. And unfortunately, he ended up being in what ended up being the big one there out of turn four on the last lap. Bubba Wallace got turned around in front of everybody. After Chastain got in the wall, the 23 checked up and it was game over for everybody from there. So, I mean, just unfortunate for Hamlin. Hopefully, that was just a fluke and he shows up ready to compete on Sunday
He better.
because he's gonna need it. He didn't get
Look,
any
Max,
stage points.
it's not, we can wait until Bristol. It's not, he should. It's a he better this weekend. He needs
Because
to.
he's not the only driver in the garage area with Bristol circled. Because if everyone
Exactly.
was just going to be like, I'm going to wait around until Bristol, then it's a flawed structure. There's no
Look.
success there. Hamlin can't say, you know what? I'm just going to wait till Bristol because I know I can win there.
And
Because
we've
so can
seen.
Kyle Larson. So can Brad Keselowski.
Yes.
So can Chase Elliott. All of these guys can ha and have won at Bristol. You're not the only one that can. So you can't bank on one race. You got to use all three to your advantage. And Hamlin wasted his opportunity on Sunday
And look,
to have a good race.
Max, I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna go ahead and pull my, I guess, nugget of our podcast early. Ty Gibbs. Ty Gibbs almost won his first career race at Atlanta on Sunday, but then you got Watkins Glen. He's won at Watkins Glen in Xfinity in 2021, his rookie season, yes. But also too, Bristol the following week, he's led a combined over. No, he's led 139 laps at Bristol the last two concrete starts. I mean, look, Ty Gibson go on a run here. And I know we're talking about the cut line and Denny, but I look at Ty Gibbs there. I believe he's the last driver in, holding that 12th spot. But he might have to get past his teammate here in order to get up there if it's not a race-winning car at Watkins Glen or Bristol these next 2 weeks.
Any of the four Gibbs cars really could have a good run.
Look, Martin Truex Jr., we haven't, have we said him? Maybe. I don't know. We might have, but MTJ can make a run at Watkins Glen.
I think, okay, but the thing I've seen about Truex, though, that I've seen just, I guess, speculation, you could use that word, just a common theory online is that ever since Iowa, when Truex announced his retirement,
He's kind of
people
been
were
out of
saying that
it.
he's just kind of checked out and he's mentally retired and he's just shown up to drive the car. The past couple weeks, I kind of see where they're coming from. He's had a down year for sure, and that was even before his announcement before Iowa that 19 just hasn't been his true
It
self.
sounds like he's not having fun at all.
No, and I mean running mid-pack in a race-winning car, I don't blame
I
him.
don't blame him. You look at Michigan where he led laps and ended up getting in some drama. I mean, yeah.
But part of me is like, you gotta give 110% every race until the very end. Right now he's competing for a championship. Might as well go out on top. I know that people think he's mentally done for his career, and he's already looking ahead to that Daytona 500 start next February
With
that
Cole
was announced this
Pearn.
weekend. Yep,
Yeah.
Cole Pearn back atop the pit box. But that's months from now. That's 4 or 5 months from now. You got to focus on today. You got to focus on this weekend. The next 9 weeks in front of you to go out there and win a championship. So he's one of those guys. I believe he scored a couple of stage points on Sunday. There were a couple of guys that didn't score stage points at all. Harrison Burton, Chase Briscoe, Kyle Larson, Denny Hamlin. Briscoe, or not Briscoe, Burton was close. He
He
was running
was.
top 10 with a few laps to go in each of the stages, but just got shuffled out there at the end. And then crashed on the last lap and stopped just short of the finish line. And I finished, I think, 31st, I believe. He was
Harrison,
pretty
hold
far
on.
back.
Let's check here. Excuse me for looking away. Yes, Harrison finished 31st. That is correct.
So rough points day. He's still, I believe, 14th, 15th or 14th in the standings.
Harrison Burton
Briscoe
is
16th, I know that much. 14th.
14th minus 16 is Harrison Burton.
Harrison, he's not in must-win situation quite yet. He just needs a good run at Watkins Glen and Bristol and maybe some ill-fated races for his competitors, and he could point his way into the second round.
I mean, I hope, Max. I mean, I hope, because Harrison Burton,
Yeah,
I looked
it's a
this up
great story.
in our, I mean, it's a great story, yes. And I should have mentioned it earlier, but well, I'll say it now. The days of Harrison Burton running, well, he's kind of, this was, he's proved the theory wrong so far, or the statement, but, or he's shown it. However, the days of Harrison Burton running 25th on back, those days are over. Harrison's got to get up here inside the top 13 and contend, or at least be running around 12th or 13th, but should
For
be
sure.
somewhere up in the top 10 in order to either get to the round of 12, further his resume so he can land himself a ride for 2025, and simply just it's time. He's at the point in his career where, hey, it's time to go contend. And I'm looking at the track record for him at Watkins Glen is a 30th place average finish, Max. And
That's not going
yes,
to cut it.
exactly. I know some of it can be Burton, some of it can be the Wood Bros equipment, whatever you want to blame it on. But 30th place average finish, your last, how many years has he been in Cup? Last 2, 3 years?
I think this is his third year.
Third.
He
Okay, so the
started
last 2
22,
years, yeah.
23, 24. So this is his third year.
It's your third year, and we're running 30th at Watkins Glen. That can't happen at all. Otherwise, you will be the one that we can cross out headed into Bristol.
Lot of people had him crossed out when the playoff grid came out.
Yeah.
Soon as he won Daytona and was on the bracket, they were like, and there's an elimination. So
There's the
hopefully he can
first
prove
one.
him wrong.
Yeah.
Hopefully he can prove him wrong. That'd be an incredible story, if he could
It
prove him
would.
wrong. But yeah, looking ahead to Watkins Glen, he's probably going to be wishing he had some stage points from Atlanta. But if he could point himself into the next round, that'd be
And
fantastic.
you know what? Credit to him. I mean, he at
For sure.
times he was
For
running
sure.
11th, 12th. He was in
Yeah,
that.
he
He was right
was,
there. Yeah.
like I said, he was running pretty close to the top 10. He just got shuffled out late in the stages and wasn't able to score points. But, just getting caught up in that last accident there in turn four and finishing 31st is a killer. Because he was running top 20 all day. He should have gotten a better finish than what he deserved, a better finish than what he got.
Yeah, and like on Forrest Gump, Max, bleep happens, man. It
Yep.
happens. So, look, it happens, folks. And for Harrison, he's just going to need the next good 2 weeks, and hopefully he can start in upstate New York this weekend.
For sure, for sure. Technically, we're not supposed to be biased for media people, but I'll go ahead and say it. I'm rooting for Harrison because that's the underdog. It's
He
like
is.
March Madness when Oakland defeated Kentucky and everyone was behind him, or Loyola Chicago's deep run that couple years ago
Definitely.
with Sister Jean in the Final Four. So always root for the underdog. So it'd be cool if Harrison or Chase Briscoe could piece something together and
Look,
make a run.
you do well on Saturday, you'll be in the mix Sunday.
For
Period.
sure.
Period.
Looking for a continued good run on Sunday also is the entirety of Penske.
Yes.
Hendrick won a stage, Blaney won a stage, Logano won the race. So Penske sweep across the board. Each of their guys got a bunch of points.
Oh yeah.
Hendrick was leading late. It was
This
shaping up
was,
to be a Penske perfect
look,
day,
Max,
and just about was.
from start to finish, this was arguably Austin Cindric's best race since Gateway in June. Simple. From start to finish. I mean, Austin Cindric to me at one point in the race, he didn't leave the top five. Or at least in stage two, he didn't leave the top five.
He
He
was up
was
there all day.
Look, he was leading laps. He was controlling the pack, controlling the draft, controlling the airflow, doing his best with his teammates. For once, Penske teammates worked well together on a super speedway where nobody's mad post-race. So, Cindric, it was a phenomenal weekend. And look, Cindric cut his teeth coming into the series off of road racing. He's a known road racer. Remember when he used to run that 33 for Penske, I believe in 2021, before he went
Yep.
full time. At one point, he was up front at COTA in the inaugural race. So he can show you that he could get up here and contend on the road racing and road course aspect of the series. And he does it again this weekend. I think he'll be in your round of 12, Max.
And Blaney won that inaugural Roval race. Logano's already locked in. But yeah, Cindric, I believe Saturday or Sunday was his best race of his career.
Look, start to
I mean,
finish.
he's got those two wins, Daytona and Gateway. Daytona, he got in the mix late after some big wrecks. And then Gateway, his teammate ran out of fuel on the last lap, but he had been running top five most of the day.
Yeah.
But on Sunday, Cindric was up front. He won a stage, led some laps, and finished in the top 10. So, great day for the two car. Like I said, just coming off that underdog statement, he could be one of those guys that makes a deep run here in the later portions
Look,
of
we
this
have a
postseason.
look. Normally, when we get past our first Super Speedway in the playoffs, we're saying, okay, Daytona, we'll see you in February, or we'll see restricted plate racing in February. But we got a Talladega coming up. This is the first of two road course style events this playoffs. And I look at just momentum, period. This two team could be a sleeper, just as good as the 54 team, in my opinion. So, yeah.
Yeah, in my predictions article on Race Face, I had both Briscoe and Cindric making it out of the first round. I don't remember one of them I had going pretty far. I think I had one of them going to the round of eight. It might have been Briscoe, but I should have backtracked and picked Cindric because after Atlanta on Sunday, Briscoe's in a little bit of a hole and Cindric's riding high. So
Look,
it's going to
I'm
be.
guilty of getting on the Briscoe hype train as well, man. But I just hate that luck turned out for him last Sunday. But he's gonna need something at Watkins Glen. He's gonna have to dig deep and find some Darlington magic in him at Watkins Glen.
I was hoping when he clinched himself, Justin, you and I are both fans of the Washington Nationals for better or worse. I was hoping that Cindric or Briscoe could get himself a run, make it into the playoffs after running around all season, have like a 2019 Nationals kind of run, make it into the playoffs when people said you wouldn't or your chances are really low, and then shock the world and go win it all. He has a small setback, which. I mean, in that World Series, the Nationals didn't win every game. They had those setbacks. They had those losses. They had those game sevens.
In the World Series,
So,
they lost all home games and won everything on the road. So, yeah.
yep. So those game seven moments, and I think Briscoe needs to piece something like that together in this first round if he wants to move on. So, it's gonna
He's
be a
gonna need it. Briscoe, there's no denying his talent, his racecraft. Heck, I'll put him in the slim category where it's backs against the wall, all pressure on. He's in that slim category. It gets to a point where there's only so much he hasn't seen yet of the Cup Series, based off of the last, what is it? This is his fourth season in the Cup Series, running the 14.
2021, two, three, fourth full
Fourth
time.
season, in 4 years of Cup, Max, he's just about seen it all, as if he was a 15-year veteran of the sport in terms of situations of the highs and downs of the ups and downs of the sports.
I
So,
gotta think he came into
yeah.
Stuart Haas while they were in their decline. They were coming off that 9-win season with Kevin
Kevin
Harvick, plus
Harvick.
that extra win with Cole Custer. So as an organization, they had 10 wins in 2020, then they had one in 2021 with
And from
Almirola
there,
at
it's
New
been a roller
Hampshire.
coaster headed down. I mean, he was
Briscoe, he
supposed to
almost
be.
got, like I said earlier, he almost got that
Yeah.
win at Indianapolis. So he's a proven road course winner.
And
He got that win at Phoenix. So he's proven he can run well short tracks, road courses. He can run well on most every kind of track.
Yeah, he's decent
He's had
everywhere.
good runs at Daytona, Talladega, Atlanta.
He
So he's
can
proven he can run.
get up there and dominate a Martinsville as he's done the
He
last 2 years.
came that close to winning Martinsville in 22 to put himself in the final four.
Look, and he came this close to advancing from the roval if it weren't for the race manipulation penalty his teammate got. So, come on, Briscoe. We're hyping you up here. We need something Sunday.
I don't want to look silly.
I don't either, but we might. We'll
So,
see.
anything else we want to cover before we get into predictions?
We'll go Parker Kligerman briefly.
Right. Yes, the news broke this morning. Parker Kligerman announced that he is stepping away from full-time competition in the Xfinity Series after this season. He's been driving the Big Machine 48 for the past 2 or 3 years. He's got some Truck Series wins.
He's impressed
He's
in
been
his
around for a while. Like
look. He's
he's made some
impressed in his
start park.
part-time deal with Big Machine. I mean, there were races 3 years ago where it's like, whoa, Parker Kligerman in the top 10 for this Big Machine racing team. And then he got the full-time opportunity. He ex once again, like Briscoe, experienced the highs and lows of a in this case, a 33 race season. He's come close many times. You think of Daytona just a few weeks ago, back in August. Man, I just hope in this fall portion of the Xfinity schedule, he can finally grab that win.
He's looking good in the points for making the Xfinity Series playoffs,
He
and
does.
he's good at those plate tracks. He's got two truck wins at Talladega. Talladega's coming up for the Xfinity playoffs, so I've no doubt that he can get himself a win
He sits
before
74
his.
points above the cut line, just ahead of Sammy Smith in 11th currently.
He does a lot on the TV side, so I've no doubt that he's staying around in the sport. I
He'll be
just
here.
am figuring he's going to take more of a journalistic role. Switch more full time into that. And he said he's done full time. So I'm sure if a team called him up and said, "Hey, we want you to run this race," he's got road wins, like I said, in the truck series. I believe he won Mid-Ohio a couple years ago.
Yes, over Zane Smith. I remember that.
Yeah, so he's got wins in road courses and super speedways. So I have no doubt that we'll see him run a part-time car at either of those tracks, types of
And
tracks over the next couple years.
look, Max, we'll even take it to a out of the car kind of thing. I mean, with this new media deal for the NASCAR series across all three levels, there's 10 years and opportunities open, whether that's staying at NBC and taking a bigger role with some guys rumored to leave or shuffling around. There's TNT and Amazon. See what Fox Sports is covering. I don't think it'll go to Fox, but you look at Amazon, TNT, NBC. I mean, there's opportunities out there, although he may not be in the car full, well, although he will not be in the car full time next year
For sure.
and moving forward. I mean,
For sure.
he's
Yeah.
still, he's not old. I mean, not, I'm about to say Sheldon. Parker Kligerman is 34 years old, just turned 34 in August. So he's out. You can argue he's right in the middle of that window of the prime of his life. So,
Yeah.
hey, it's out there for him.
All the best to him,
All the best to him.
media's fun. I
Media
don't
is
blame him.
fun.
I feel like driving fast cars would be
Media is
cool
fun.
too.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
know. The
Oh,
dude's
yeah.
got a perfect situation. He can either race cars really fast
Yeah.
professionally, or he can do media for really fast cars professionally.
Look, and the money's out there. You get paid good.
That's a tough choice for me personally. I would love to do both.
Me too. Me
So
too.
got about 9 minutes left here before our Zoom time runs
Okay.
out. So I want to
Well,
move into some predictions
walk
for
and
Watkins
Glen.
Glen. So
Let's
I need your
preview it
favorites, your
here.
dark horses, and your underdogs.
All right. So we have the gold bowling at the Glen, 220 miles, 90 laps. The defending winner is William Byron.
Slick Billy Byron.
Slick Billy Byron. When I think of Watkins Glen, I think of Hendrick. I remember Kyle Larson and that Chase Elliott kind of dust up from 2 years ago. I remember William dominating last year. So, anyways, where we get into
The
predictions,
last
yeah.
non-Hendrick driver to win Watkins Glen, Martin Truex Jr. with Furniture Row Racing
That was in
in the 78.
2017. Wow.
Chase Elliott's first career win in 2018 started a stretch of Hendrick domination at the Glen.
For sure. Practice and qualifying kicks off at 11:30 a.m. Saturday. Race time will be 3 p.m. on USA Network, MRN, and Sirius XM Radio, NASCAR Channel 90. Max, I'll give it to you first, man.
Right, you went
Look,
first last week. It's my turn to go first.
yes, it is.
So I'm going to take the obvious favorite, Kyle Larson, as my first
Yes.
favorite, and I'll take his teammate, William Byron. These guys have both won Watkins Glen fairly recently. I have no doubt that they'll be able to get it done. Hendrick Motorsports, road courses, they go hand in hand. So
Hand in hand.
to see a Hendrick Chevrolet in victory lane on Sunday would be surprising to just about nobody.
Nobody.
My dark horses, this one's going to be a shocker here, and I'll explain why. Chase
So,
Elliott.
okay.
Surprising, he's
You
not a
took my dark
favorite.
horse. Okay.
I'm going to call him a dark horse, and here's why. He hasn't won a road course in the next gen era.
Correct.
And outside of his race at Texas, he's been fairly consistent this season. He just hasn't been dominating like he did before his injury and suspension in 2023. So I'll take him as a dark horse. He got his first career win here. I believe he won 2018 and 19 back to back.
Yes.
So to see Chase Elliott in victory lane. At the Glen would not surprise me.
What about a long shot? Who's coming
My
off the
long
top
shot,
rope?
my man Juan Pablo Montoya.
Stuff.
road
Stop it.
racing background, F1
Look, dude.
Grand Prix winner, first race in about a decade. Who says the old man doesn't have himself a good run? I'm not, he's not old, old. He's old for race car driver standards, but who says he doesn't? He's here to have fun. Who says he doesn't throw some balls to the wall strategy and put himself in victory lane at the end of the day on Sunday? So he's my long shot.
Hey, look, you know Denny's going to give him a good car this weekend, so we'll say that.
Yeah, that's my long shots. Juan Pablo Montoya.
That's hilarious. For me, my favorite, as Max is dying laughing here on the other side of the Zoom call. But anyways, my favorite will be Christopher Bell. I say
Good
that
pick.
Christopher Bell has been great here. Him and his well, Toyota teammate are amongst the top two in playoff drivers in average finish at Watkins Glen. Christopher Bell's average finish is six here in upstate New York. So I will go Christopher Bell for a favorite. He's been good on road courses. And look, Bell comes to life when it starts to get cold outside. I'll say that. It's not cold yet, but still, it's fall. So Christopher Bell is my favorite dark horse. So if you took Chase Elliott, I will go Austin Cindric as my dark horse this weekend. I mentioned it earlier in the podcast, but look, he's made a name for himself coming up through the ranks as a road racer, and I think he'll be out in front with some good momentum coming off of Atlanta last weekend. I'll take Austin Cindric to lead some laps Sunday. For another dark horse, does Denny Hamlin count as a dark horse this weekend or no?
Pretty
Eh,
iffy. I'll say no. I'll
if
say
it,
no.
no,
Say
okay.
no.
Dark horse this weekend, I will say Daniel Suarez is my dark horse this weekend. Another guy
Okay.
who's been good at road racing in the next
We barely
generation.
touched on it. We were talking about all the playoff guys. We barely
Look.
touched on Suarez. He had a great run on Sunday. Carry that momentum forward. That's a good pick. It's a good
Look,
pick.
and I think Suarez will be another guy leading laps. I think he'll be fast on Saturday. Justin Marks, damn sure, will give him a good car this weekend. Suarez, once again, good at road racing. I'll take him to make some noise at Watkins Glen on Sunday for a long shot. You know
Why
what?
not
For
take the dinger?
the fun of it, we're gonna pick a Chevy guy, Kyle Busch.
Ooh.
Look, Kyle's been close.
He's had a lot of good runs lately.
He's been close. RCR has definitely been a team that has been bagged on by media and the fan base for not bringing speed this year until the last month and a half. But I look for Kyle Busch to be strong on Sunday. And I don't think he's going to get up here and win the race. No, but will he be a guy that can maybe be between 7th and 12th that may grab some stage points and maybe channeling his inner Ryan Newman, not letting guys pass him this weekend? Heck yes. So I'll take KFB
He's
as a long shot.
got nothing to lose. He's not in the title fight. He's just out here riding around
And look,
for the
how many more
next
races
10
we got?
weeks.
How many more races
Nine.
we got to go?
Nine.
He's trying to keep that streak alive.
Yeah, he's got nine races. He's got that 20-year win streak in jeopardy.
So he's taking big
So.
swings at this pinata these next 9 weeks, trying to crack open his 20th consecutive year of winning a race.
For sure. So, well, you got a lot to look forward to play out this Sunday at Watkins Glen. Like Justin said, 3:30 Eastern on on USA Network. So it's gonna be a fun race. I'm looking forward to it. Justin, I know you're looking forward to it. It'll provide some solace. It'll make me feel better after watching the Commanders lose again.
They
Honestly,
got
we
the
got the Giants this
Giants,
week.
man.
We should win that,
We
but
haven't
I don't know.
beat
It's
them
the
since the
Commanders. There's no
2021
telling.
season. I don't know, Max. We haven't beat
There's no
them.
telling, man.
I don't know.
We'll wait and see, but
I
yeah, it's gonna be
want to touch
fun.
on one thing before we sign off here.
All right, we got a minute, so make it quick.
Okay. In a minute, I want to shout out NASCAR fan base for selling out Phoenix Raceway once again. They've
Yes,
sold it out
sir.
every year. The championship's been down there. Salute
It's
to
like the
them. I
one
know.
redeeming quality to having the championship down
Exactly.
there is it's a
I know
sellout.
people scrutinize it for, why are we going to Phoenix every November? Well, heck, they're packing it out. They're selling it out. Salute to them down there in Avondale, Arizona. And yeah, I mean, we got
Our boy Cole
eight races
works
till
with us
then.
here at Race Face. He's going to be there. So enjoy that sellout, man. It's coming up.
So we'll see you after Watkins Glen, y'all.